Although Sheila, who you heard earlier talking about what it would be like to be a research doula, hasn't heard anything about Benji's cosmic libraries, she did speculate with me about a piece of technology that could make her work more research doula-like. I think this piece of speculative library tech would also facilitate a more cosmic library experience for both library workers and library users. So, without further ado, here's Sheila again, this time talking about Charlie the AI cat.
Like, if you could have your job be anything, and the, like, experience of your job be anything, and the technology be anything, what would you want? You know, like how would you spend your week, and like how would you interact with students and technology?
Yeah, I think that, well, I really, really like teaching. And what I would love to do, and I know it's like, it's wholly impossible because there's kind of like this surveillance thing part of it too, you know, like, it's, but like, as a student is researching and you're seeing that they're like struggling, you can just jump in like, hey, see, you're struggling. Do you need any help? Feel free to click right here. And then if they click, it's like, I'm right there, right connected, and being able to help them right when they're struggling or need the help right then and there. The more that students are able to connect with me online, I feel like the better. And currently that's not really the case. If my job could have no committee work, you know, like if my job could have none of this extra work that comes with working in academia, it would make it a lot easier to, like, you know, connect with the students. And then the other part of it also is like, you have to stay on top of your own field. So then there's a professional development part of it too, that you have to be part of. And that takes away from the main focus of being able to help the student and what they need. Yeah. I think this idea in a way that if you're not answering questions all the time, that means you're open, you're free to do these other things. But what you could be doing in that free time is actually seeing what's in the catalog and being aware of what's available. And I think we've kind of lost that over time, and it's more about production versus knowledge.
Okay, can you like walk me through a day? You wake up, and then what happens?
I wake up. I am online, so I think I would stay online. I have a chronic illness that makes it harder to like be in person, and so I've pretty much decided that this is what works best for me. And so I get on, I power on my computer, and then I start by looking to see if there were any questions that came in overnight while I was sleeping that I can answer right away. I might have my assistant, Charlie, with me. And Charlie, I would be like, Charlie, I don't know anything about the subject. What can we find about the subject? And Charlie would go and be like, this is what we found. This is what's being, you know, reviewed recently. And then that would give me the starting point to do a deep dive for the student and help the student, guide the student through that. And then I might have a few classes programmed where I'm like, I know that these people are doing live classes. Maybe I can, you know, zoom into the class or in some other way digitally be part of the class. Ideally, the class would be set up for this because sometimes the classrooms are not set up for a hybrid environment. And then there would be a time in my day in which I'm just monitoring and seeing questions that are coming like, hey, I'm struggling right now, actively right now, I'm on the search, I need help. And then connecting and being able to see the student screen and being able to help them through it. That seems like it would be really helpful for a student. It also gives me pause because it's very invasive. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it's like, oh, I can see your screen right away, right? But it's like, no, I should be able to ask, can I see your screen? And so I think there would be those protocols in place. Like, do you want me to connect with you? Can I see your screen? All of these things to ask permission as we go. And also, if they don't want to share your screen, if they don't want to connect at this moment, being able to be like, okay, so I'm going to send something that might be helpful, even though you don't want to connect, but you said you needed help. I'm going to send something, you know, asynchronously that might be helpful. So having those multimodal tools available, that's what I'm thinking of, would be an ideal day for me.
I want to know more about Charlie.
Charlie just popped into my mind. Charlie is like Siri, but isn't concerned with where I'm going and whether I took the right exit. Charlie is just concerned about knowing what is available and actually being responsive to that availability. Charlie is conceived when we have very robust metadata for all of our articles and they're well filed. And so Charlie makes Charlie's job a lot easier and Charlie can pull what they need. Charlie is essentially the search catalog that we all want to have, but we don't, because it has all of the information it needs to do deep dives into topics and pull relevant things. Like, it's not pulling you all of these like semi-relevant things. It's only pulling relevant things. And it's very effective at doing that. Yeah. So superhuman.
Is Charlie just your assistant, or is every librarian in your system using Charlie, or do they have like their own?
I think Charlie AI. Charlie would be my assistant, because Charlie would need to learn my voice, would need to learn what, like, my rhythms, mm-hmm. and you know, like, acclimate to the way I work. But maybe the AIs talk to each other, so then that way they can all have like even deeper subject expertise.
I'm picturing like from the what is that series? The His Dark Materials series. The person in there, Damon.
Kind of similar to that. Yes. I can be away from Charlie and Charlie will be fine.
Yeah,
that's what I think of. I actually was thinking about a cat that actually knew everything, you know, like that's always there but can actually help me. And I'm wondering if Charlie ever powers down. I feel like Charlie would be always awake, because like we need to sleep, but Charlie doesn't need to sleep. They would be awake and taking in questions and just keeping them on the docket and being like, good morning, Sheila. We have these questions that came in overnight. This is some research I did, if it's helpful to get you started, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's less about cutting corners. It's more about making the workload manageable in that way, but also being able to connect with people. That's what I don't want to lose.
Yeah, I noticed that you said that, you know, you would have this sort of like AI assistant, but also you would have more colleagues.
Yes, I would have more colleagues, because I don't know, I think at the end of the day, it's still like, as much as the AI assistant can be helpful, one person can't do it all. And if you want a human connection, that person has to rest. That person has to, like you said, eat, go to the restroom, etc. And questions will come in. And I do think that there is kind of like this idea that the response should be fairly quick. And I think that's just how technology works now, where people can't really wait 3 days for you to email them back. They kind of want a response as quickly as possible. Kind of reminds me when I was in the public library, sometimes we would get mail from people still, because they were used to mailing a question. And so then we will mail them back, or they would call us and we wouldn't be able to find an answer and be like, can we give you a call back? And they'd be like, yes. But then when you work in academic libraries, it feels like it's like, no, I need this now. Like this needed now. There's like a bigger time. So there's definitely a generational difference in terms of how quickly you expect the information to come back to you. And yeah, so I just think about it, like as much as I have the AI, the person still can only work so fast.
This is a really like big and vague question, but what do you think that the society looks like where Charlie, the AI cat, and like the research doula role exist? What is that society like?
I love the AI cat. So I work at a campus that has really bad issues with housing for students, and housing is very expensive, and students continually struggle with it. So in my mind, students would be able to live wherever the hell they want, you know, somewhere that is possible for them to live in. And that way they could still connect with people in some way. At the same time, because you have Charlie and you have librarians being able to join you digitally, these empty offices could be more living spaces for students that want to be there in person and engage with people versus, you know, calling people back. It's like we can convert these into living spaces for students so that it can be more manageable for them. So I can see it as like a society in which a student can choose one of two tracks. They can choose to do their, you know, degree mostly online or some sort of hybrid component, or they can choose to do it in person and go with the folks that still work in person, the research doulas that are still there present, because I think you can still have both. So I do think the future is hybrid. I think that's how we should move forward. I'm not sure that that's how most universities are moving forward though. I mean, the other thing I thought about is that I think this hybrid approach also would make it helpful for international students. Not just students that want to study in the US, but US students that want to study elsewhere, because I think there's more and more of US students that are like, I would love to study at a university in Europe, and tapping into those, like the knowledge that's there. Or the other thing I'm thinking about is just expanding their horizons in that way too, where study abroad can take a different approach too. Cause like mostly abroad is moving completely to a different country, but what if it's just spending a semester connecting with the faculty in that country and the librarians in that country, which would be, personally, I'm like, that'd be really cool because it would make it more attainable for people who are low income and are like, I can't afford to like spend a semester in Morocco, but I can afford, because nothing changes, I can live here, but I can still like connect with all the faculty and learn from instructors in Morocco. And it would still be kind of cool, you know? So it would offer more options for people in that way.